Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen Tennant. Stephen Tennant in the morning at 6:48.
Three
big things. Congress considering budget deal that could prevent a government shutdown.
Two.
Emergency declared at El Dorado Prison because of staffing shortage.
One.
Wichita City Council moving ahead with plans for new stadium and water treatment plant. Three big things. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
And this morning we've got a stalled out vehicle report eastbound on Kellogg at Seneca, so watch out for a slowdown there. I think the bigger problem, though, is a traffic accident, non-injury traffic accident. It's on Central, west of I-235 near Central and Gilda. Apparently what happened there is a car came off the off-ramp and ran into a fire hydrant. The officers on the scene there are saying at that scene that there's water everywhere. So, again, fire hydrant hit there and water everywhere, Central, just west of I-235. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and warmer today with a high of 62 degrees. Yesterday's high 53. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 39. Thursday sunny. Tomorrow's high 65. Now partly cloudy. South wind at 13 miles per hour and 36 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday. That's today. With $4 select bourbons and whiskeys located at 579 West Douglas. In historic Delano, near the new ballpark site, the Monarch. One of our talk hosts on KNSS is number one New York Times bestselling author Michael Savage, evenings at 8 p.m. And we're giving away copies of Michael Savage's new book, Stop Mass Hysteria, America's Insanity, From the Salem Witch Hunts to the Trump Witch Hunt. You can go online to knssradio.com, sign up for a chance to win. It's that easy. knssradio.com, click contest. You can also find a way to sign up at the KNSS Facebook page.
Very good.
Artificial intelligence continues to expand into the examination rooms.
This is House Call for Health. Would you want to be treated by Dr. Roboto? Health and technology experts say it could happen soon. Scientists report in the journal Nature Medicine that they've been able to use artificial intelligence to analyze lab tests and come up with the correct diagnosis of diseases like the flu or meningitis. On the Fox Business Network, AI expert Kai-Fu Lee says this is already happening.
Diagnosis of different types of cancer, let's say lung cancer, skin cancer, we're beginning to see AI algorithms doing better than doctors.
He says in some ways, a machine could be better than a human at figuring out what's wrong with you.
The doctor really cannot become a super encyclopedia of everything.
President Trump this week called for a new concerted effort to develop AI as a way of competing with China in the field of artificial intelligence. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
6:51, Stephen Ted, and speaking of artificial intelligence, Valentine's Day pressure, Don Grant, CFP.
Yeah, you talked, yeah, okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning after an insult like that, but, you know, I can take it.
I can take it.
Yeah, I dish it out too. You know, it's close to Valentine's Day, and if I'm the one telling you that, you're probably already in trouble. You'll be one of those guys paying full retail under duress to make it appear as though you really care about the event. Back in the 3rd century AD, St. Valentine's Day was celebrated by Romans with the Feast of Lupercalia. I don't know how to pronounce that. Lupercalia.
That's right.
The men sacrificed a goat and a dog, then whipped women with strips of hides from the newly slain animals. Yes, they did. Historians say that they were drunk, they were naked, and the young women were not victims. They actually lined up believing that the light whipping would make them fertile. This is real. I read this. men would couple with the women that they drew the names from a jar.
Are you hearing
for
this?
The 3 days of the event. The name of the day also came from the ancient Roman emperor Claudius II, executed two men who shared the name Valentine. That's where the name came. Their martyrdom was honored by the church and called the celebration of St. Valentine's Day. Fast forward to the 20th century. No more killing of goats and dogs. We're no longer sacrificing the animals and whipping each other. Hallmark Cards of Kansas City brilliantly commercialized the former fertility ritual to a much sweeter celebration of love. In 1913, they mass-produced Valentine's Day cards. That opened the floodgates for candy and food producers, flower distributors, jewelers, restaurants, and other entrepreneurs to cash in on the day. To avoid embarrassing or expensive situation with your betrothed, get on the same page with expectations for the day. If you can, set spending limits. Nearly $20 billion is projected to be spent this year, about $145 per person, men spending nearly twice what women spend on average. Some advice, you should match expectations at the stage of the relationship. That means don't overspend to impress, and absolutely don't propose on Valentine's Day unless you are absolutely sure that you're going to get a yes. It could be terribly embarrassing. And, of course, if you have any questions about this, don't call me about Valentine's Day, but other financial matters, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Well, here's a tip. This is something I thought of last night. If you're a guy and, you know, this isn't going to be a problem every year, go out and buy, like, 8 or 10 Valentine's Day cards and just keep them in a secret place. And every year just pull one out because they never change.
That's a good idea. Good idea.
That way you don't have to go shopping every year and look for just the right.
Yeah, that's putting a lot of thought into
it. I do. I put a lot of thought into mine. Usually it's the first one I pick up is the one I take. So today is National Cheddar Day, celebrating the cheese.
Cheddar Day.
I mean, it goes on hamburgers and macaroni and cheese. Cheddar Day.
Tasty.
Toasted cheese sandwich. You like those?
I love those.
Oh,
love that.
Oh, yeah. I put pickles on mine.
Oh, I do, too.
Oh, that's the
pickles, maybe a little thin slice of ham in there, too.
Oh, no, then it becomes a ham and cheese.
You're right.
National Cheddar Day. By the way, if you come in here tomorrow with another one of your sadistic woman-beating stories, I'm going to... We're gonna whip you is what we're gonna do. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
Just
you.
Just don't sacrifice a dog.
All right. Coming up here at 7 o'clock here, Steve and Ted. We've got all the news for you this morning. Emergency declared at El Dorado prison because of staffing shortages. That's one of our stories coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.